Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
Thunder Country weather. Good Saturday morning to Centerville, Moulton, Tracy, and all of Southern Iowa. Skies for today are sunny with a high of 53. The current temperature is at 32. To bring it to the overnight with clear skies and a low of 28. For your Sunday forecast, skies will be sunny with a high of 61. For your Sunday overnight, skies will be clear with a low of 35. With a sunny Monday ahead, the high of 71. KIIC.
It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look dull.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. Bad news is we're crash landing.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome in. Welcome into the Coach's Corner. Yes, indeed. We have crash landed on the second Saturday of March. And you know what that means, Jacob Briggs?
Yes, sir.
It means that the clock is about to turn back. Actually, it's going to spring forward.
Yes.
But what I mean by that is that we are going to have a longer day, and days are getting longer.
That's right.
Sun is up, man. It just makes you feel different, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Other than this this week, did you survive the hurricane that came through?
I did.
Man, that was crazy. Mm-hmm. We haven't had this kind of winds sustained for...
Yeah.
So, one of the things that I'm looking forward to for spring is obviously the weather changing and longer days, but it also means that we're probably going to watch the sky a little more often than we have. We've been pretty fortunate. This has been moments of toughness in this winter, and I have a feeling winter's not over yet. It still has one more sucker punch. It'll come after this week. You look at 70 degrees. I think I looked at the weather forecast, and Jacob Brigg has, it's one of the things that we tie ourselves to is, no meteorologists on staff, but I don't think we need any meteorologists to be able to figure out. I always take my finger outside and lick it really good. Lick your finger really good and stick it up in the air.
Yes.
Know what happened, right? But what's this forecast the week ahead, man, it looks really good.
Yeah, starting Monday, sunny skies and a high of 71, which is...
Do you have to say that? You have to go, high of 71 today. Is that part of the broadcast gig?
Yeah.
You have your broadcast voice, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead. I'll let you...
Tuesday will kind of fall back down, though, 58. But, Wednesday will come back up with 64, and, Thursday, 69. And Friday will be partly sunny and... high of 74. There is some rain that day, though.
Yeah, we'll see. Just keep that out of your mouth.
Sorry.
Yeah, geez. Come here and use four-letter words, rain, and just not good. But we're going to be springing forward, so don't forget to, by the way, you no longer have to, in this world we live in, you no longer have to go over and change the clock, It's just, Jacob, you're being raised in a world that just... And this new AI, have been experimenting with the AI, and oh my gosh, it's beyond what I thought it was.
Yes.
I'm thinking we're getting information, but it does. Yeah.
Yeah. I was hanging out on Twitter X, and there's this new AI thing where you can basically speak to it like it's a phone call with somebody. I never tried it. I just know it is there.
Yeah, Grok, is that what it is?
Yes.
It comes up with these names. But, it's... honestly, Jacob, I probably enjoy the conversation I'm having with my AI over, it will not be long before this voice is probably changed. And knowing Millage, you know, he's such a cheapskate anyway. He's, you know, we've worked this thing together for a long time. He's, you know, already figuring out how to. So, you know, your job security is not very good, other than I want to see AI push these buttons like you do. Good luck. Good luck. Spring forward. Hey, folks, this is Nutty Central. You know, when you think about the sports going on, we're going to have Tom Caker join us here this morning, Hawkeye fans. We're going to talk some Hawkeye sports. Gut-wrenching loss last night, the guys, saying sayonara to Fran and his legacy here at Iowa? And we're going to talk with Tom and football, wrestling today, the ladies and men going for men in the Big Ten wrestling tournament, the ladies in the national wrestling tournament looking for their back-to-back national titles. I think that's probably what they're going to get accomplished. And it's just all these collision. Baseball starting, you know, if you're a baseball fan, and I love baseball, it's, you know, college baseball's underway. Hawks already into the Big Ten baseball season. So this is like this great collision. So we'll talk with Tom Caker about all this going on and spring football. And then Bill Sills is going to join us actually a little beforehand. So Cyclone fans, we're going to get your fix too. This Cyclone basketball team is just tremendous. But man, you talk about a nutty couple of weeks. Man, just kind of crazy. We'll talk with him, sort that out. Also talk about the ladies because they're you know, again, quietly right there in the, you know, poised to make a run into the dance. We'll talk about seeding because we're going to be getting into March Madness. We're going to be breaking brackets here very soon, Jacob Briggs, and I think you're becoming affectionate with these brackets now.
I was waiting for you to mention March Madness.
Yeah, it's here. It's March's Madness is here. You know, we got to experience some of that last Saturday night, and by the way, I've got in the studio Coach Kevin Archer come by, and thought it'd be just what a fun season, what a tremendous career. We'll talk about both in this conversation, but man, I was just absolutely entertained last Saturday night, and you know, your heart wants to, you know, you feel every emotion for these kids, but I couldn't come away being disappointed. I wanted to be really sad, but I knew it was their last game and coach's last game. I didn't, sometimes in life you get in those big moments and you just feel like an empty void or disappointment. I couldn't feel it. And it was because I think I was just so grateful for the moment we were in and seeing what was unfolding and the game that these kids played and the effort they gave. And some of the things that we've set up beforehand, talking about the depth of this team. And all night long, you've just seen a new body and new moments doing something for the team that was important at that moment. And so, yeah. Of course, you know, you feel a little disappointment, but and not disappointment, because, I can't come up with that emotion. But you wanted them to have more. But, man, it was so good. It was such a good ride. And we'll talk with the coach here about his journey and the ride that was. And I thought we'd get that after having a little bit of time to really reflect on it. And he's had that. And if I can, maybe at the end of the hour, I saw Pat floating around here. The Rockets and the ladies, man. What a tremendous. I mean, gee, man, it's Christmas. What a tremendous season they've had. And so I know we grabbed some sound bites. We're going to try to get that. We're going to have fast hour. So, well, you know, I'm going to shut this model long down a little bit and just drop an extra out of there and bring it down to long, and we'll come back here and we'll talk with Coach Archer. When we come back to the Fast Hour, all the radio, the Coach's Corner will return. Hawk fans, Cyclone fans, you're going to want to stick around. Bill Sills, Tom Caker coming, but on deck in the batter's box is coming up, Coach Archer.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with two great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
People tend to describe farmers as steady and hardworking, but we're also the riskiest gamblers out there. As a farmer, my livelihood depends on the weather. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to protect my equipment, livestock, and everything else. My local agent lives right in my community and is here for me, no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
save big money on your next painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Refresh your home today with Dutch Boy Paint. Get a gallon on sale now through March 9th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative is proud to announce that Anna C., their communications coordinator and executive assistant, has graduated from the 2024 Cooperative Leadership in Iowa program, also known as CLIP. CLIP is a prestigious year-long program designed for emerging leaders in the cooperative industry, providing participants with a comprehensive schedule of in-person, virtual, and on-demand training sessions, focusing on cultivating leadership skills and deepening the understanding of cooperative roles and responsibilities. CVEC congratulates Anna C. and all the graduates of the 2024 CLIP program.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
From high atop Albia Square, looking out all over southern Iowa, KIIC Albia.
Hi, welcome back into the Coach's Corner, and the corner is the coach. The real coach, head coach Kevin Archer, and coach, man, 6 days and about 18 hours have went by since we were leaving the gymnasium on that long drive back. We'll start there because I just felt like, again, I don't know if you heard part of the monologue, and I just I didn't have this sense that sometimes you get when you're in those moments and you're so close that you had, you know, some disappointment. I just felt I couldn't get that feeling. I just felt good. I felt really good about it. And part of me was just watching and just being able to enjoy it. And I don't know how I allowed myself to get there because most of the time I can't. But maybe it's because I had Billy calling the play-by-play. But yeah. Just this team and this season and the way they gave an effort on Saturday night was it's pretty special stuff.
Yeah, I guess the disappointment isn't in anything that our guys did. You know, preparation and how hard they played, that's not where my disappointment was. My disappointment was just, you know, the opportunity that we had and how special that next step was going to be to go with that group. And that was where my disappointment was. And you look at, I don't know if I'll ever rewatch the game completely, but, you know, the little clips that I've seen and I don't have to go back and watch it to know how hard we played. You know, I don't have to go back and watch it to know, especially defensively, they had 51 points. That's their lowest point total of the year.
Yep.
And that's a pretty good team. I mean, they've had some really nice wins. They played a tough schedule. They beat Harlan by 20. I mean Harlan's probably not Harlan what we were used to, but that's still a nice win at Harlan. So, but you had to hold them to 51, and I think they had one other game where they were 51, but still, I mean, the defensive game plan was right, and the kids executed it. It was just, sometimes it's really simple, but we ended the third and started the fourth. We went about 5 minutes. We didn't score.
Yeah, there was just a period of time, and you had taken the lead, and that was that moment in time. I will say this, that we talked about the depth of this team and the number of guys that contribute, and of course the tremendous seniors that you had, but all night there's somebody else. It was epitomized in the contest.
Yeah, and I thought we rotated a lot better in the first half than we did in the second. It was tough in the second because we come out and we make that run and we take the lead, and sometimes you kind of get stuck with that. Okay, this is the five or six that are gonna win this game, and this is the five or six that we need to play. These are our best matchups, and I do feel like that's kind of what we got into, right or wrong, there in the third and the fourth. But man, we've had unselfish guys. All year, we've had unselfish guys, and every kid that comes off the bench wanted to win that game. It wasn't a matter of I need my minutes or I should be out there. So, you know, definitely thankful that I get to coach a group like that, a group of kids that just want to win and want to continue to practice and be together. And I don't know if they wanted to continue to practice with me per se, but, you know, the thought that, you know, like I said, you're one game away from something really, really special. And, we've been there a couple times and to go there with this group. But, you know, you take credit for your defensive game plan and you really spend some time and make sure that that's right. And you have to take credit for the fact that you didn't score for 5 minutes.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that, I think that's what has bothered me the most is the Van Meter game. I thought we figured out some ways to spread it and get guys in the right spots. And that trainer game, I just couldn't get guys in the right spots and really couldn't free Gage. I mean, man, Gage was getting held. It was a really, really physical game. But again, you know, if I just could have figured out a couple ways to get us some buckets there in that stretch, then when you make your run, it's a super interesting game. So that's what's frustrating. That's what haunts me a little bit. But as far as the journey goes and who I did that with and the kids I was able to coach, there's absolutely no regrets. And the further away you get from it, the more you'll appreciate it.
No doubt about it. You know, I thought a week will give you a little reprieve to kind of let things. You know, it was a pretty emotional night for sure, right? It was going to be an emotional night regardless of the outcome. Just to get some time to kind of gather your thoughts and reflect on it, because the specialness of this season, but also you know your final moments as a coach.
Yeah, and I don't even think that. That hasn't really sunk in yet. It was just I don't think that has, because I'm going to take 3 weeks, 4 weeks. I'm going to take some time off regardless after a season and just kind of exhale and do some other things and before you start thinking about what you're going to do this spring and this summer. But I think that's when it'll hit me, when it's time for me to.
When you're normally in that processing mode.
Yeah. But you know, with the new job, I don't think there's going to be a huge reprieve. I think there's going to be something to do here pretty quick. So
yeah, I think you're going to be running fast.
Right. So that'll help me not be upset maybe about spring and summer basketball. But yeah, I don't know.
So reflect on this this journey you went on. I go back to the young man that came in here, and you know, I've got to see you not only build a consistent program that's been in these consistent moments and did historic things, and I saw this with your family. You know, your family grew with it, correct? You grew.
Yeah.
You were an outsider. Now that's as much on the inside. You know, you talk about that journey.
Yeah, I didn't think. I don't know what our plan was when we got here. I don't think it was 24 years later being Albia, but you know, you get a job here, and I'm going to be honest that growing up in Atumwa, I don't think I ever went through the Albia Square. I think the first time I drove through the Albia Square was when I interviewed here. I didn't, you know, my parents were from Bloomfield and spent a lot of time in Davis County, but, you know, drove through Albia to get somewhere else, but never stopped. And got the job here and was really unfamiliar with the place. But it didn't take long to figure out that this was a special place. And once our kids started to grow up and get friends you kind of get invested in the community. And then when we had a couple special seasons and you saw the support and you saw the community come together and rally behind the kids, and it's just... It didn't take too long for Jennifer and I to understand that this was a really special place, and it was going to be a good place to coach, and they were going to let me coach. They were going to let me struggle and figure some things out, and It didn't take long for me to decide that it wasn't. You know, sometimes coaches, they want to be. I don't know. They want to kind of climb the ladder,
yeah.
and want to do this and want to do that and want to go certain places. And. I just kind of felt like I wanted to coach. And if I was in a place that allowed me to coach and I was in a place where I was going to get to coach good athletes and we were going to have a chance to compete and do really good things and the support. So, it to be in a place this long and to get to coach this long, and it's special. I'm kind of rambling a little bit, but just a special place. And like I said before, there's a lot of coaches, a lot of good coaches that don't find that great fit, you know, and I was lucky enough to find a place that accepted me, and I've found a place that fit, and, you know, and you put it, and it took a lot of work. I mean, there's this job was taken really seriously. I worked it absolutely as hard as I could at it. Doesn't mean that I always made the right decision, but the effort was definitely always there.
Work for and now you're going to be in this AD role, and gosh, I don't know. I've told every AD that's been here and been on the air. I've said, you know, the one job in the whole school system that I wouldn't want. Because of the demand that's on you, you got the busiest because you're on every activity, and you know it's we think of AD as like the AD of you know football and basketball and wrestling.
It's activities.
Yeah, and it there's very few days on that old calendar when you turn it over that don't have activities.
Right, and we do a really good job with administrators splitting duties and. They hired that, they call it an assistant AD, but it's just, it's someone that we're going to have there for some of the junior high events.
Those are pretty darn important.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you're right. There's something going on all the time, but you know, assistant principals with it too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know,
you're
7:15 or 7:30 to 4:30, is going to be jam packed and, something different happens every day. And, a lot of things that you don't see coming, but and I've enjoyed my time in the classroom, but I was ready.
Yeah,
I was ready. I mean, I've had this administrative degree for 10 years, I think.
Wow.
10 or 11 years. So, and I didn't want to give up coaching, you know. And then you get closer and closer to Rowan being a senior, and I'm like, I'm not going to leave him. I'm not going to leave this group. And to be honest, I've met with some kids this week, some basketball players this week, and it was tough to leave them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, every year you're going to have three or four guys that you want to stick around and coach for, that you feel like have dedicated their time and really, really, really want to stick around and do what's right for them. But that's going to be the case regardless of the year. So, but yeah, I mean, the transition from the classroom, I'm excited about that, but I know how difficult the job's going to be. But again, if you're willing to work at something, yeah. If you're going to put your heart into it and you're not afraid to put the hours in, you'd like to think that you're going to give yourself a shot at success.
I think there's a lot of, well, of course, that's why you're in this position. That's why you had 24 years here. There's so much. I mean, I just, I see so many good coaches in the program today. I see so many opportunities. I really felt like we had an important vote earlier this week.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to help in an environment of competitiveness. And we both love competitiveness because today school districts, it's a competition, and if we don't accept that as a community, we will not be competing with new people to come and live with us in the future or keep as I'm going to become a grandpa, you know. I don't want my kids to have to move away because we don't have the right school system.
Right Yeah, that was a big week for Albia schools. And you know, you talk about competition and you look around, I mean, you look at what Tim's done in Sheraton. Yeah. And the time that he's been there, you've got resources here as an AD to reach out and learn and see how others who've been successful at it have done it. And that's important too. But yeah, just, you're right. Huge week for Albia. And I don't know if people truly understood how big of a vote that was, but, to get that and the two different paths that we had in front of us, I mean, they were pretty different.
Yeah.
And to get that vote passed and this path that we're going to be able to go down, I don't know if anybody, I don't know if people will truly.
No, I don't know if they really, you cannot, yeah. You know, even meetings and all the communications, yeah. and you cannot really put out why this was really as
right.
important as it is.
Right.
I think you'll see it in a few years, or you would have seen it in a few years. Right? Either way,
right.
You're going
right.
to see it. I think just now we'll see something more positive. Going back to the coaching for just a second, you know, what do you give this consistent success too? What, I mean, what are some of those things that maybe that, along the way as a coach, maybe you really learned as a coach?
I guess you high school coaches can't have a system. You know, I can't have a way.
Not an X and O system,
right? Right. Right. I can't. There can't be a certain way that I want to play every year,
right?
You know, I can't. You know, you can't go 10 deep and press every year. You can't slow the game down and go inside every year. You've really got to take a look at your group and figure out how you're going to play. You know, the consistency that we've had, and maybe not even as consistent as I would like to have been, but we have been fairly consistent. But you're not fairly consistent without good basketball players either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, we would lose a group, and I would turn around and I would know that I'd have another pretty good group here in 2 or 3 years. And that was consistent.
Yes.
Me being able to look to the future and say, okay, you know, we're going to be down this year, but we're going to build and we're going to have a couple of years maybe where we're down, but then I'm going to have another really good group through. And, you know, that can't be understated.
A system of development, but not a a playbook that's rigid.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. But again, I do think, you know, these 24 years, I've been fortunate with talent. You know, you're not, what do they say, you don't take a mule to the Kentucky Derby. You know, I mean, I'm not turning what into steak, or I don't know. You can help me out with that.
But you get good edibles by putting. No, wait.
I've had good basketball players, but we've definitely put the time in. The gym has been open.
Yeah.
The skill development's been there. I mean, everything that I felt like I was supposed to do, I did. But you don't win games without good basketball players, and you don't stay in one place without support. And I've had unbelievable support, you know, coming first from my family and then coming second from, you know, the people in this community. I mean, I can count on one hand bad experiences. If I want to talk about bad coaching parent experiences, I can do it on one hand. So to be 24 years here and just have a handful of bad times or bad experiences, that says something too about where you're coaching and the people that you go to work with.
Well, I watched maybe the hardest thing for me to do leaving that gym the other night was when I walked by your wife that was standing in the hallway, and she's being mauled by people loving on her,
yeah.
Right? And her emotion on her face. And I just remember that young mama packing the babies around yeah. You know, and your family, I mean, beyond, I'm talking about, you know, I think about the new press box we have
yeah.
out there, right?
Yep, support I've had has been unbelievable, and I found the one lady in the universe that would have put up with me and would have let me do what I did and support me and be there for me, and yeah, she's the one. I couldn't have found anybody better. I'm lucky that I found her, to be honest, but yeah, it meant a lot to her. I mean, she was first person I saw on the way out of the locker room, and it tore her up. And mm-hmm. I was more worried about how her and Rowan and yeah. Claire would handle it. Claire really was Claire was really upset, and my mom was upset, and it was sad. But and obviously her emotions were tied to Rowan because we've gone through so much with Rowan and that group and that travel ball experience and these kids putting so much time and energy into it. And Rowan himself putting so much time and energy into being as good as he can be. So lots and lots of emotions there. She was sad for me. She was sad for Rowan. She was just sad that this season was over. I'm not sure how upset she is that I'm done coaching, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know if, you know, because your role's going to change. I really, yeah. And it's yeah. going to be great. You won't have to do all the things as a coach, but now you're coaching coaches and you're going to have all the stress of all the coaches, you know, on one hand you talked about, but you're now going to have all those one hand moments with all the different activities. Right?
Yeah, right.
And so, you know, parents, people out there in the community, sometimes you get behind the coaches and give them a little bit of benefit of the doubt. Anyway, that's my little public service. This job, and you're going to have to find a replacement. You're going to be yeah. part of the guy that's going to be part of this replacement. You mentioned earlier in your conversation, most people are seeking to get to that next place, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Well, I think that the consistency that you've built in this program has made this a next place opportunity. I mean, this isn't just some huckleberry job that you can, you know, got to find a pulse to put somebody into it.
Right. And coaches will do their research. I mean, we're not going to be, we bring back talent for next
yeah,
year.
Yeah.
We bring, I mean, this is going to be a competitive team next year. So if you take a look at what we bring back, I mean, there's going to be coaches interested in it. And maybe, you know, I remember when I got the job 24 years ago, it opened up. I called and talked to Linda Hoskins, and I wasn't teaching anything. I didn't have a degree for anything that was open. So she picked up the phone, talked to me, asked me what I taught, told me math, and pretty much hung up on me. Because I thought I was going to get the job in Davis County. I didn't get that job. As soon as I didn't get the Davis County job, I figured out who was in Davis County's conference, which I should have known because I grew up in Ottumwa. And I was like, okay, I'm going to find somebody to... I was a little bitter. I was a lot immature. Yeah. Albie had a job open. I didn't get the time of day because I didn't coach what I needed, or I didn't teach what I needed to teach. Well, probably 3 weeks later, I get a phone call from Albia because they had talked to Davis County, and now they're interested in talking to me without the teaching. So, you know, it was hard back then for them to find a coach.
Yeah.
You know, and we look at the pool that we have that are going to interview here in a month or whatever, and we have options.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of that.
Yeah,
I'm proud of the fact that
you build a program that's consistent and they can see what's in here. And the program, that the system that you built, it's firmly entrenched. You had different teams and different plays and different ways you'd run different groups, but the consistency of your program, Coach, kudos, because we've all benefited from it. But man, it's been a fun ride. I can't believe 24 years, went by, and on a personal level, I got to share some of my best moments. I remember down in Ottumwa, we were the underdog that whole season, and getting a win, going to state, the first trip to state, and breaking a historical. I mean, it had been generations, and there was no hope of ever getting there, and suddenly that pushed through, and then. Just some really special moments along the way, Coach.
Yep. A lot of great, great memories for sure.
And my best interview of all time. And it happened to Davis County.
Yeah,
maybe that was a little fitting. So someday we'll play that Jacob Briggs for everyone. Coach, first of all, thank you. What a fun run it's been, and congratulations. And I know, because of the consistency that you put into the program, the storyline is going. The best is yet to come.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate the coverage, and I appreciate being a part of this Saturday morning for a really long time. But I've always appreciated it, and I think what you do, the selfless work that you do, I don't think it goes unnoticed, but. Maybe there. I know for certain people don't talk about it enough, the things that you do for our community. So I've always appreciated you.
That's Coach Kevin Archer, head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, and now the AD. And he's got to be Waldo. He's going to be everywhere. So, folks, we're going to take a time out. We're going to come back. We're talking with Bill Sills, Cyclone fans. That'll fit coaches. He's a diehard Hawkeye fan. I'm trying to convert him over to Cyclonism, but maybe we'll get there. Quick time out. We're coming back. The fastest hour on all radio. We'll continue after this time out.
Absolute Cleaning Systems, serving Southern and Central Iowa with locations in Albia and Des Moines, and family-owned and operated since 2014. Absolute Cleaning Systems, best service, best pricing, and best value. We are a full-service cleaning company specializing in carpet and all flooring, also offering commercial janitorial cleaning for your business. Simply put, it's cleaning the way you want it done, combining the best equipment and knowledge with the best technicians and superior service. Schedule your appointment today by visiting absolutecleaningsystems.com.
At Community First Credit Union, we're always working to make banking with us easy. That's why we continue to introduce simple ways to manage your money. Square up with friends after lunch with our real-time Pay a Friend feature. Check balances on your Apple Watch. Deposit checks on the go or pay bills at midnight. We have the technology you need. Join us at c1stcu.com. Because at CFirst, together is better. Download our mobile app by searching Community First CU. Federally insured by the NCUA, your mobile carrier's message and data rates may apply.
It's Kubota Orange Days. From America's number one selling compact tractor to zero-turn mowers and versatile RTVs, get your perfect match delivered to your door. Now through June 30th, get zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, or up to $3,000 off select compact tractors. See the details at KubotaOrangeDays.com.
Come see us at Belzer Equipment in Albia, or check out our current inventory at BelzerEquip.com.
Atop Albia Square, looking out all over Southern Iowa. KIIC Albia.
All right, you Cyclone Junkies, it's time to get your fix. Dr. Feelgood is here himself. Bill Sills joining us. Bill, man, it's been a long time, my friend. I think I let our conversations drop off the face of the earth, and yet there's so many storylines. I mean, you have nothing to do. I mean, I'm sure you've probably been taking naps and sleeping in, and you've had nothing to do covering the Cyclones, particularly these last couple of crazy weeks.
No, nothing at all, and we'll start spring ball, and then I'll have nothing to do during that either. So it goes one right into the other.
There are no off seasons. Everything that's changed in college sports, there is no off moments. There is not a point in time on the calendar that has any off moment.
Right, that's exactly right. Yeah, it literally does. It'll run from March Madness right into spring ball, and then we will get a little time off between, as far as Iowa State events go, between that and the start of like prospect camps in June. But it's getting smaller and smaller.
Bill, let's start with the men, and a big contest coming up. But I don't know how to describe this last 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Heckle and Jekyll.
Yeah,
well, I mean, It really is a strange stretch. You know, they went 4-4 in February, and they seemed to come out of that. Well, they did. They came out of that with a couple of. Well, actually, I take that back. They wrapped up February with a loss to Oklahoma State to finish that 4-4. But they did come out of that, and they got a win over Arizona. That's where I was going with that, and I think Cyclone Nation seemed to think that lull in February was behind them. They looked impressive. I mean, they were never in doubt of losing that Arizona game and control from the start, won it by 17, and then just a few nights later they lose at home to BYU, and it was a very strange game, and it seems like we're saying that a lot this season. That was, boy, that game was strange. Gosh, that game was strange. That game was strange, and BYU, no strange. I mean, just as strange as any of them, with how you can turn a team over 29 times in a game and not win that. If you're Iowa State, we've seen what they do with when they force turnovers. They turn for the most part those into points. Well, when you get out-rebounded by 20, well, I think it was 28, they got out-rebounded by BYU. Well, that negated pretty much the whole thing. They just gave them extra opportunities. So, yeah, I mean, it's just another in a long line of strange ones that this team seemed to play this season.
Yeah, March madness, but February is crazy. But I wonder how much, we shouldn't have expected this. And I think the expectations of this team is right on the path. I mean, and they're living up to those expectations. But the Big 12, we knew this was going to be, you tell me, tell me where the easy night is. It should be today. I mean, you have 15 Kansas State. You tell me. In this conference that we could see being formed that was going to be a basketball junkie's dream and a basketball coach's nightmare.
Yeah, and they added the extra teams, a net plus two with the losses of Oklahoma and Texas, but still I think a very, very difficult conference to go through. And adding those extra teams, they go up to 20 games in the conference and they take away the midweek bye that Iowa State, well, everybody had enjoyed in years past. So there really are no off weeks at all. The women got one. Iowa State had one, I believe, about 3 or 4 weeks ago. The women took advantage of that. But, yeah, the men, it's been full go, two games a week in conference since, the start of the year. So, they brought their A games to a lot of these games against very, very difficult opponents. Take for example the game at Houston when they went in there undermanned and they fought with them tooth and nail until the very end. But what we've seen out of this team is, they brought their A game a lot, but the consistency has just not been there. I mean, you go down to Texas. you're within single digits most of the way there, and within one or two scores down the stretch, and then they turn around and they go and they have an Oklahoma State a few nights later. So, I mean, that's in a microcosm of kind of how this season has gone. Yeah, when they play great, they're as good as anybody in the country, but the inconsistency, I think, has just cost them from really achieving, in conference anyway, what a lot of folks saw them doing.
Well, the conference tournament, I don't think anything will change today, win or lose, in terms of seeding. But you can break that out for us. But certainly, it's been a two-line, three-line throughout the entire year for this team. Occasional moments where you look like you're going to get the one line for the dance. But, I don't know if a run in the tournament, winning the Big 12 tournament, is going to change things. I just don't think want to bow out too early.
Yeah, I think that it's a fine line. What we've seen in the past is that the tournament results, it seems like, are factoring in less and less. They go out last year and they blast Houston by 30, which had been the regular season champ. And it still didn't land them on a one line. So, but it is a fine line. I think right now what they're fighting for is to get that protected first and second round games, get those up in Milwaukee again, and then have a nice fan following up there. The downside is Wisconsin's probably going to be up there too. We saw that a few years ago when the Badgers were up there. That was a tough ticket, but Iowa State, I think, still represented well. And then I think it's anybody's guess what region that they get put in. I've seen Midwest, I've seen West, even a few Souths. So they could be anywhere. But I think the most important thing is to certainly win their first round game in Kansas City. And then I think revenge will be a factor. They're going to get BYU in that quarterfinal round. So I think they beat BYU in that, and that probably is good enough for the resume, or it boosts their resume even more than it already is, to at least get them to Milwaukee for the first weekend. And I think at that point, the seeding doesn't really matter. They just want to be in Milwaukee for those first two rounds.
As a Cyclone fan, this has become a little bit more stressful to watch when you have these these realistic expectations. I mean, this is a really good basketball team. But, man, anything short of a Final Four, I think, has been kind of like somewhat of a disappointment.
Yeah, I think Cyclone fans have kind of, they're bracing themselves right now. I think that was the expectation most definitely coming out of the month of January, and then kind of had the February swoon a little bit where they go 4-4. So I think it maybe is a wide range of expectations right now out of those on my message board. You've got the group that still has a Final Four expectation for this team, and then we got another group that wouldn't even be surprised to see them one and done with just the inconsistency that we've seen. So I think it will be a good thing once they get out of Kansas City. I mentioned a little bit ago they didn't really have a bye week in the Big, or a bye midweek in the Big 12 this season, but they're going to get out of Kansas City, get off their feet for a few days and enjoy the Sunday selection show and a few more days of rest maybe, or another day of rest, and then ramp things up again for the first weekend of the tournament.
Bill, you know what I've done? We are trying to consume as much conversation with you as possible. I feel like I'm needing my fix, and gosh darn it, I looked at my clock, and we could talk for another 2 hours. Probably should.
Easily.
Yeah. All right. Hey, can I convince you to come back next week? Because these Hawkeye fans are going to get their fix here in a second. Are going to be they're just sitting here envious of everything we're having a conversation about here.
Let's plan on it, and maybe I'll still be down in Kansas City. We can do a little live from KC segment.
Let's do it.
Cross your fingers.
All right. We'll keep that locked in. That's a deal. We're done. All right. And if I can get down to Kansas City, I may just meet you down there and do it live. How's that sound?
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, you Cyclone junkies, you got your fix. Now, don't go anywhere because we're going to take it back a few seconds here, come back and talk some Hawkeye sports here with you. And all these Hawkeye fans, Bill, are just going to be, they're seething. Because, man, they don't know what they want to celebrate right now. We're going to come back. Tom Caker, Hawkeye fans, he's going to give you a little rundown on the Hawkeyes. And are we looking for a new head coach? We'll find out when we come back to the Fast Hour on Lowell Radio.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Get in, get out, and get on with your day. That's how it gets done at Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia. Milwaukee's best light in 30 packs, $19.99 plus deposit. Coors, Coors Light, and Miller Light 24 packs, $22.99 plus deposit. Busch and Busch Light in 24 packs, $20.99 plus deposit. Get in on the savings at Jim and Charlie's, 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Are you a saver or a spender? Either way, we have you covered at Community First Credit Union with two great reward checking options. Our checking accounts are about money in your pocket, not points you'll never use. Simply meet monthly qualifications to get your rewards and unlimited nationwide ATM fee refunds. And no matter what happens, there are no monthly fees or minimum balance requirements. Switch to CFirst today and let us reward you, because at CFirst, together is better. Rules and qualifications apply. CFirst is federally insured by the NCUA.
People tend to describe farmers as steady and hardworking, but we're also the riskiest gamblers out there. As a farmer, my livelihood depends on the weather. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance to protect my equipment, livestock, and everything else. My local agent lives right in my community and is here for me, no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
All right, Hawkeye fans, time to get your fix on. Dr. Feelgood himself, Tom Caker, here with me at HawkeyeReport.com. Tom, hey, thanks, man. We're sliding in sideways into this conversation, and it kind of feels like this season sliding in sideways, and part of the car is broken up, and you go to the other side of the car, it's never been touched. And the contrast between the men and the women, and you go from apathetic to you, boy, just can't get enough of watching the ladies. And man, what a contrast you're seeing between these two programs. And I don't think that helps the men's program at all when everyone is excited about I just want one more night of watching the ladies play.
Yeah, I was right there, and thought they had it. Boy, you look at some of those still picture of Siddle Fulter going to the cup and getting mugged, and you wonder where the on both ends of the floor. You know, it was there one end and not the other. So, but that's how it goes. But I think the women have kind of secured a sixth seed, probably in the NCAA tournament. That's pretty solid given a stretch they had, and they're playing their best basketball right now. I mean, you know, that Ohio State team is still Elite Eight level team. So, you know, it's. I think this team, with the right draw,
yeah,
has a shot to get to the second weekend.
Yeah, I think you know, they're obviously playing with great confidence. I'm fairly confident. I think the six seeds of all the seeds, I don't think I'd want the four. And getting the seven or eight, definitely don't want the eight. So I think the six is actually almost the perfect seed. Outside of, you know, if you had the four, you'd at least be hosting.
Yeah, so you get the four, then you're a host, and that's the ideal world, is to get two more games at Carver Hawkeye. I mean, to pack that out and everything. But it's obviously probably not cards this year. So just have to go with, there was a, I don't know if you look at the analytics sites, but Bart Torvik is one of the better analytics sites out there. In fact, the selection committee for the NCAA tournament is using some of his metrics as a tool this year. And you can sort things out. And since Iowa lost that five in a row, Torvik has them as the 10th best team in the country.
So that's pretty impressive.
Well, they've taken, they obviously beat the West Coast USC team, and then probably should have beat UCLA. I think they've been playing some of the best basketball, and they're going to be a tough out. And the fans, if they can just get a host site that's close enough, and I don't know if it has to be close enough, because there was a huge contingency of Hawk fans over there, and that, they seem to draw anywhere they go, and I think that's going to be to their advantage, depending on where they end up.
Well, you know what I've jokingly said, if there's six and TCU's a three, that maybe they end up going up against Haley Van List for the for the third straight year and knocking her out of the NCAA tournament, which I think would just, and her third different program too, their different school that she's gone to. So that would be funny.
Well, everybody's wanting to talk basketball, and ladies or the men's, and just totally different conversation. I don't know. There's been this great apathy that's kind of taken over the men's program. Tom, did we see our last home appearance of Fran McCaffrey?
But I would think if you're betting odds, I would say it's probably about 70-30 that there's going to be a change. But that's gut feel, just, kind of the way things are moving right now. It just feels like the inertia of everything is moving towards Beth Gutt's making a change in the leadership position. It doesn't, we talked to him the other day, and he is definitely not going to retire. I mean, I think he wants to still coach basketball. That's it. And more power to him, but it just seems like, the other thing that I've said is that, all things being equal, if it was just the season and the record, I think he probably gets another year, but it's butts and seats and the decline in attendance that I think is the thing that's the driver here, because it's a revenue stream. And you're sacrificing a revenue stream right now. And it just doesn't seem like it's getting any better. It's worse.
So. And you're trying to keep up with the Joneses NIL, and it's just and there's just not a lot of movement to people want to give money or even show up to Carver. And I don't know if Fran McCaffrey brought a brand of basketball that's entertaining to watch. You could say a lot of things about him, but this has been fun to watch. We want more, but as a whole, the body of work, he's built a fairly consistent program, short of getting to the Sweet 16. And every program in the Big Ten has had a season like this. And he's got a great recruit. I mean, honestly, look at his recruiting. It's kind of hard to even believe he's been able to put together some of the recruiting here recently that he's done. But I just don't know how you overcome, if you're Beth Getz, the apathy that's around the program and the inability for what I think should be great NLI opportunities for athletes at the University of Iowa.
Yeah, and that is one of the things that I think you can point to. And not that there hasn't. There's talent on the roster, but the last 2 years have been really the first two of like real big NIL stuff, and that being a factor. And if you look around, and this is data that's been gathered, I've talked to the people who gather it, and Iowa is three in men's basketball and NIL. They're getting $1.5 million. Now they'll get $2.5 probably when the House settlement comes online in August, but every school in the Big Ten is going to get that. So that's just the new baseline. That's your new floor. And, if you make a change, the other thing that people have to realize, coaches today, they're concerned about their own salary and they'll look at that, but they're more concerned, what do I have for a salary cap kind of thing? What do I have to spend on my players to acquire talent? Because if you don't have that, you're going to end up getting fired, because you just can't acquire the talent. So, and retain it. So that's the rub here. As Iowa, if they go out and shop for a new coach, they need to have a war chest in place that Bethkets can say, we've got $6 million here. We've got $8 million here to spend on men's basketball next year and move forward. So that's what you got to have to be competitive and to go out and get the very best players. It's really simple. You can go out and, you know, I know they don't like to call it this, but you can go out and buy just do it. I mean, it's a professional sport now.
Yep. Like it or not, this is where we're at. Like it or not, here's where we're at. Happening tomorrow with the wing, what's the shots of getting to the Big Ten tournament?
Win and you're in, I think, at this point. I've done the calculation again in the last day or so, but as of the other day when I was fiddling around with one of those projection sites, if Iowa wins this game, they are going to be in the Big Ten tournament, and if they lose, then they are home. It's really that simple thing. You know, and Nebraska is struggling. They lost four straight.
Right.
And they're limping to the finish line, but they're also at home, and I've seen really ugly losses at Pinnacle Bank for years with some really talented Iowa teams that lose there. Yeah, it's just, it's going to be it's going to be tough to win there. It really is.
Well, Tom, I appreciate you stopping by. Where can people get their Hawkeye fix?
Yeah, stop by HawkeyeReport.com, and we've got a special that's ongoing. It's first week, just $1. So stop by. There's probably going to be a lot of news, maybe.
Yeah, I think there's going to be some news.
Next week. Might be some news. Just be ready and come join us. It's a good time to settle in and hear what the latest gossip is.
That's Tom Kaker at HawkeyeReport.com. A quick timeout. We'll come right back. We're wrapping things up here at the Coach Corner.
Absolute Cleaning Systems, serving Southern and Central Iowa with locations in Albia and Des Moines, and family owned and operated since 2014. Absolute Cleaning Systems, best service, best pricing, and best value. We are a full service cleaning company specializing in carpet and all flooring, also offering commercial janitorial cleaning for your business. Simply put, it's cleaning the way you want it done, combining the best equipment and knowledge with the best technicians and superior service. Schedule your appointment today by visiting AbsoluteCleaningSystems.com.
Oh, Pat Powers is here in the office. Pat, you hear that noise? That's the Jason, you got to get off in 1 minute noise.
Right.
But I had to get you because I saw you up here working. You never stop working. But I want to wait for the Rockets and the ladies.
It was a phenomenal run, a string of great gals that stuck together and done marvelous things for the school, especially on the volleyball court.
Everything they touched, they put magic to it. I'm hoping we can maybe catch them a little bit next week if we can.
Absolutely.
Can I have you come in and help me?
If you want to.
All right, that's Pat Powers. Great week for Rockets and ladies. Lady Rockets, man, they have been soaring. And folks, we about got through this hour. Fast hour on all radio. You have one thing left to do today. One very important thing to do besides watch and listen to the Cyclones right here. And that is to have a great Saturday. Thanks to Community First Credit Union, the best producer in all the business. That's Jacob Briggs. I'm out.